Greetings, dear ladies. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, he steps away. Blessed are the women of the earth in this new energy. For the extra tools that are there for them should be obvious. Hidden, they may be for you. But this is one of the reasons for the sisterhood. To collect the women who are the old souls of the planet, who feel the calling for more. Who feel that there actually might be something more for them than for anyone else. It echoes the past, dear ones, when the women were the shamans of the planet. And it's a revisitation of that particular aspect that we speak of, and we've always spoken of. So the theme is consistent, that there may be, for you who are listening now, something more than you think. The theme of this particular time has to do with cycles. Specifically, the cycles of the month. But before we speak even of that, for there are things hidden in the numbers, we remind you that all things are made up of fractals and cycles. The entire planet, how it moves, what it does in all nature, made of cycles. All the plants, they know of cycles. The weather, in general, large cycles. So cycles are something that are very, very common. But they're creative, all of them. Every single cycle that exists on the planet, especially the ones in nature, have an attribute of renewal. And they happen usually for propagation of all the plants, of all the animals, even of Earth itself. Renewal is almost always the theme. And the cycles are there for that. And they affect the animals, the birds, the insects. All come together for the cycles. So when you speak about cycles for a human being, especially for women, of course, the obvious one is the one of the month. But there's more to be seen than just the biology of it. For the cycle happens in 28 days in an average. So let's look at 28. I always default to the numerology. And I select the one that is old, the Tibetan. In order to bring you aspects and metaphors of the numbers. So perhaps that you could see within that, which is a cycle, more than just a cycle. But you can read it in the numbers. Isn't it odd that it would be 28 days? Why not 30? Why not 31? Why not make it something that corresponds to the calendars? The 28, specifically selected for you, ladies. I want to look at the 28. If you would ask what the 28 means, in general, to the planet right now and those esoteric believers, they would say it's an angelic number. Now that's odd, because where is the angelic number in 2 and 8, especially in Tibetan numerology? You won't find that. And yet it is seen by so many metaphysical people as an angelic number. And perhaps the reason is that it creates and can create life through the women of the planet at the right time. But there's more to it. Let's look at the two. The two is polarity. More than polarity, It's all of the things of free choice that you have. It's the yin and the yang. And it represents more than just that which could be. It's a number that you wouldn't necessarily like to pull alone if you were looking at giving simply one number for its duality. It often means challenge when you look at it alone, but we're not looking at it alone, for it stands next to the eight. It's meant to go with the eight. So when you read the numbers, how does the two respond to the eight? So where does duality fit in with the two and the eight together? Let's look at the eight. The eight in Tibetan numerology would mean abundance. Odd, would you say, you have duality next to abundance. So let's read that number completely together as the two and the eight. We don't add them up just yet. You're ahead of me, ladies. Looking at the two and the eight, it represents something very special, especially when you look at the biology of the woman. For you have a chance at this point in time, every single 28 days, to give birth, to start the birth process. Giving birth is insemination to us because it is the birth process. It is the beginning of life in you. The ending of giving birth is the emergence of the child. So to us, giving birth is insemination. That's the choice. Look at this. Yin and yang, free choice for abundance. And what is the abundance? It's the abundance of joy. It's the abundance of life. It's the abundance of birth. All of those things, very telling, would you not say? When the child comes out and emerges, it has free choice. It has duality. It also has an abundance of tools and magnificence. It's all there in the two and the eight. But when you put them together, it's a one. And of course, it means new beginnings. Because the two and the eight and the 28-day cycle only is for women on this planet, I want you to then project it in an even a larger sense. Put it above yourselves, as only women receive the two and the eight together. And look at it now as something for you at this moment in time. You have free choice for abundance, and that abundance is wisdom. Free choice to look backwards and see if you are part of the Lemurian energy. Not if you were there, but if you were part of it. Looking at the one, if you are and you feel it, and you want to claim it at this point in time, it's so clear that it's a new beginning for you. Remember, only women have the 28-day cycle in humanity. And that is specifically a number that you can then project, and you have permission to project it onto almost anything, for it's your number. And when you project it onto your spirituality, can you see you have free choice for the abundance of wisdom to come, or whatever you want it to be? And it represents then a new beginning for you. We give you these numbers because they always hide something larger than it seems. Right now, special for you. It is a new year. And the numerology of the new year we'll discuss another time. But for you, for right now, the cycles are important to look at, all of them, for they all foretell your lineage as a shaman on this planet, if you choose.